Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much your tuning in. We hope that you listen for the duration of the program, for we intend to speak only those things found in God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on the program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to spend time and study on the program, please feel free to contact us at the address that's given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. In Philippians chapter 1, in verse 29, it says, For to you it has been granted on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same conflict which you saw in me and now here is in me. You know, I don't believe that Scripture teaches that God is behind every bad thing that happens to us. When suffering occurs, we don't always need to ask, what bad thing have I done to deserve this? Or what's missing in my life that God's trying to show me? Or even the question of what is God saying by allowing this to happen? You know, sometimes it can just be time and chance. That's like what the wise man Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 9. In verse 11, he said, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill. But time and chance happen to them all. Sometimes it's evil people doing evil things that touches our lives. But again, this doesn't mean that a blessing cannot be found in the midst of the worst of circumstances. The apostles, Peter and John, were arrested, they were threatened, they were beaten, and then finally released. The Bible says in Acts 6 and verse 41, they departed from the temple, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. You know, worthy. Did you ever notice that word? Worthy to suffer. And even worse, worthy to suffer shame. That means they were happy that they were worthy for something bad to happen to them for Christ. You see, the key to faithfully enduring suffering is for us to exalt Christ far above our view of ourselves. Peter wrote to the Christians in 1 Peter 1 and verse 6, who were grieved by various trials. You know, it seems like from the subject matter that is talked about in 1 Peter, that challenges touched just about every aspect of their lives. And yet, notice what Peter writes in 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, reading verses 12 and 13. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's suffering, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. You see, this means that when we suffer for Christ, we suffer with Christ. Not only are we not alone, but our willingness to suffer proclaims that we truly value Christ's suffering. So what we need to do is to see the blessing. You know, during suffering, it's very difficult to see anything good, let alone good in suffering in itself. God doesn't ask that we view the actual suffering as good, but he does show us how to turn it to produce good in ourselves or in others. You know, remember, we're suffering for Christ. Suffering for ourselves or someone else is probably not worth it, but Christ is. In Acts chapter 6 and verse 41, notice again that verse concerning Peter and John when they were released after having been threatened and beaten and put into jail, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And two, not only remember that we're suffering for Christ, but remember we're not alone. We share in Christ's suffering, which means he shares in it with us. That passage again in 1 Peter 4, verse 12. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's suffering, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. And also to help us see and recognize the blessing that there is, we need to look to the reward. You know, Jesus said we are blessed, and we can be exceeding glad when we are reviled and when we're persecuted for his sake, because he says, great is your reward in heaven. Notice that he said in the Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew 5, begin our reading with verse 11. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. So we need to see the blessing, always look to the reward of suffering for Christ. And also, in seeing the blessing, remember that we're in good company. Jesus said that his disciples would be hated and they would be rejected because they follow and they imitate Christ, who himself was hated and himself was rejected. In John 15, notice the words of Jesus in verse 18. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. So to help see the blessing and suffering for Christ, we need to remember that we are in good company. And two, to see the blessing in suffering for Christ, we need to remember that we'll share in Christ's glory if we share in his sufferings. You know, mentally, make this connection during the trials. We have to keep that in our minds. Romans 8 and verse 17, notice what it says. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. So we'll share in Christ's glory if we share in his sufferings. We need to keep that connection in our minds so that we can see and understand the blessings in suffering for Christ. And another thing, we need to see an opportunity that is here for us to increase our strength. In Romans 5, notice what we see in verse 3. But we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. So see, there's an opportunity for us to grow, for us to increase in our strength due to tribulation. It produces perseverance, it produces character, and it gives us hope. And another thing about seeing the blessings of suffering for Christ is to look at suffering as a test that we're determined to pass. In 1 Peter 1, notice we begin reading verse 6. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So truly, suffering for Christ is a test. It's a test of our faith. And we need to have the determination in ourselves that it's the test that we are going to pass. And another thing, concerning the seeing of the blessings and suffering for Christ, we don't need to forget that Jesus is there to help us if we are what we ought to be in relationship with him. In Hebrews 2 and verse 18, for in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. You see, in reality, it's up to us. It's not up to our enemies. It's not up to those that persecute us. It's not up to those that do bad things against us. It's not up to them. It's up to us as to whether what happens makes us stronger or if it makes us weaker in the faith. If we trust in God, we will join Christ in suffering. And not only do it without complaint, we can be thankful and we can be joyful that we're chosen to glorify God in this way. But friends, all of this is for naught if we're not in Christ. We're in Christ, we have all spiritual blessings. But those spiritual blessings are promised only if we are in Christ. And that's what we read in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Friends, we must be in Christ in order for our suffering to be commended to us. We are in Christ by faith and obedience unto Christ. Faith that comes from the hearing of God's word, Romans 10:17. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, so faith is important, but also is obedience. Jesus said, it's not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, that will enter the kingdom of heaven, but it's he that does the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Matthew 7, verse 21. So we must do the will of the Father. And Jesus came to this world and gave the will of the Father. He gave it to the apostles in the teaching that he did while here, and he gave it to the apostles through sending of the Holy Spirit upon them to remind them of the things that he taught, as well as to reveal unto them all truth. And all truth is from God. In that truth, we are told that we must repent of our sins, for that's what Jesus came. He came to seek and to save that which is lost. Jesus came to seek those and save those that are sinners. So we have to turn from sin. We have to acknowledge through the faith that we have that comes from the studying of his word that, yes, this is Jesus, the Son of God, and that we'll be willing to be baptized into Christ because that's the thing that puts us in Christ. We have to have faith. We must repent. We must confess Christ. But the final step that puts us in Christ is baptism. For there we come in contact with his blood. We are buried with Christ in baptism. And we raise to walk in the newness of life. Romans 6, verses 3 and 4. We see your time is gone. Thank you for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. And it's till then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now return you to our announcer.
Magnify, oh, magnify.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.